Thank you. God bless Dr. Ralph. Little Maggie Man. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thank you. Let me introduce you to the boys in the band. These boys keep winning year after year. Instrumental Group of the Year. I'm so proud of them. And they thought after 7 times that it was about time to do an instrumental album. So we've got a new instrumental album coming out. I say a new one. It's the only one we've got. I've never done an all-instrumental album. I did one a long time ago called That's It, but it had some singing on it. And I wouldn't encourage anyone to go grab that. But it's got my mom and dad on it. That's pretty good. That's really good. But anyway, we've got a new instrumental album out. It'll be out August the 1st in the stores. So you should look for it. Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder Instrumentals. So, all original tunes. Let me introduce you to the fiddle player. He's a great mandolin player too. Has a CD called Ride. He also has a CD out with Rob Ikes and Dave Pomeroy. He's got some of those with him. There's a little moonlighting, a little ticking on the side. Just got married about a month ago to my niece. Keep your eyes on Jesus, boy. The eyes of God are upon you. Oh, he's a good boy. Nice hand for Andy Leftwich. All right, Andy. Playing the guitar, this fella comes from a little town south of Nashville called Cowan, Tennessee, right at the foot of Mont Eagle Mountain. If you've ever been up on Mont Eagle in an ice storm, his front yard's where you quit sliding. I mean, he's right at the foot of the hill. He's a great guitar player, one of the best I've ever played with and ever got to hear. He's just wonderful. And he's working on a CD for himself. Hopefully it'll be out pretty soon. He told me he had 2 overdubs left. That was last week, so let's see how they're going. Just 2? Still 2, okay. 2 that more than the other ones? Or you don't have two added? No. Buddy, you know, you just gotta, there comes a time when you just have to say, you know, this is it, I'm putting it out. Isn't that right? So we can all hear the rest of the great things. Well, I've already heard some of it. It's great. You're going to love it. Mr. Cody Kilby. Nice hand for Cody. On the guitar. Another great musician, big bass fiddle player back here, been with me almost 12 years now. Played bass in my country band back before we come out of the wilderness of country music into the promised land of bluegrass. Thank you, God. He's working on a bass album, too. He's got 2 or 3 cuts started already. He's from up in East Tennessee, a little place called Rogersville. And they do a couple of things real well in Rogersville, Tennessee. They make moonshine and fight. He gets homesick and has to go back for a slug every so often. Mark Fain on the bass. Nice hand for Mark. This next feller, I've known him since he was this tall. Back when I was working with Emmy Lou, when she wasn't working on the weekends, she had a little time off while I'd go out and work with the Whites. And we was over in Missouri one weekend doing a bluegrass festival and ran into this bunch. So this boy and his mom and dad and sister and brother, and they were just wearing it out. He was up in a chair playing the bass fiddle. That's how tall he was. Could have been a short chair, I'm not sure. No, short legs, right? Darren Vincent, nice hand for Darren. Playing the guitar and singing tenor, I've been knowing him since Boone Creek days, back in 76. Me and the boys, Boone Creek lived in Lexington, Kentucky, and we'd drive down 75 south and see this group called the Knoxville Grass. And Where was you guys from? Merville. We'd run into him at a little bluegrass picking joint down there called Buddy's Barbecue. A fine place for bluegrass music and burnt hog meat. Oh, that's a wonderful combination right there. And he's got an album out called Everybody's Talking. We'll have him sing you a song from that in a little bit. Nice hand for Paul Brewster. All right, Paul. Five-time banjo picker of the year. From Raleigh, North Carolina, a member of the Duke lacrosse team. No, just teasing. He's not a stripper either. I'm glad to relay that to you too. Now he has three CDs out. His latest is called the Hide Head Blues, and for all you banjo pickers out there, you know what a hide head is. It's not this, but a bald head with hide on it. Like, well, maybe it has a double meaning, Jimmy. I didn't know. I didn't think about that. But he also has an instructional DVD out as well, and teaches you how to pick the banjo, and teaches you how to pick a banjo, like a Jim Mills model. He wants you to pick one of his, and a Huber. It'll either fire you up, make you so excited, make you want to practice, or it'll just discourage you and make you want to take your banjo to the sawmill and make kindling out of it. So kind of hits folks two different ways. Nice hand for Jimmy Mills.